The Joe Exotic of the Windsor family has been offered a cool $100 million to take a lie detector test live on pay-per-view. That's right, you heard that correctly. Old Knuckle Nuts over here, Joe Exotic of the Windsor family, is being offered $100 million by Ian Halperin to take a lie detector test live on pay-per-view. I mean, why not, right? This day and age, you got TikTokers fighting each other on Triller boxing cards. You have Jake Paul or Logan Paul or whatever the fuck this dude's name is hopping in the ring with Floyd Mayweather. So why not? What the hell? Might as well have a pay-per-view event of a lie detector test being taken by the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family. Can somebody please stop this ride? I'd like to get off now. Well, this is the world we live in, folks. This is really the world that we live in, where a guy like Prince Andrew of the Royal House of Windsor is being chided and goaded by a documentary filmmaker who's offering him $100 million to come correct. Now, if you're Prince Andrew, Mr. Grifter himself, aren't you sitting around throwing around some numbers to yourself and saying, fuck, I'm innocent. I'm going to go do this interview and make a quick $100 million. I know if I was innocent and somebody was offering me $100 million, I'd be doing that Conor McGregor walk, you know, that billionaire walk that dude does. That's the shit I'd be doing all the way to the meeting. $100 million? Okay, where do I show up and sign up? I want half that money in my account before I start talking, though. So, it looks bad for the prince, right? Now, of course, you know, throwing around sums of money like $100 million, it's a lot of dough. And we'll get into the details of that in the article about, you know, who's funding it and whatnot. But what a shit show, huh? It's literally a circus. It's almost like Prince Andrew graduated from Ringling Brothers Circus with, what's his name, Steve-O back in the day. This is an absolute embarrassment. And the royal family's over here talking about we're going to sue reporters who take pictures? Bro, I think you guys got bigger problems. And as far as the $100 million price tag, I'm down to throw up a couple of bucks if there's a crowdfunding towards it. Hey, look, anything we could do to get this guy on wax. I got $100 to throw in on it. Where do I sign up? I mean, it's all bizarre, though, right? When you look at it and you take a step back and you just look at the whole entire thing, it's very bizarre that we have to be in a place like this, that a dude like Prince Andrew won't come forward and speak on what he knows. It shouldn't shock anybody, considering the so-called elite and the games that they play. But it's fucking bizarre. I'll tell you that much right now. It's like an episode of The Twilight Zone that's went off the rails. Every day I wake up and I wonder what sort of bizarre, wacky rabbit hole we're going to have to jump down today. Oh, and this case never fails. $100 million for a lie detector test. Is there going to be like lead up, like a regular pay-per-view event? Are we going to have like the backstage look like they do leading up to big fights? Show Andrew practicing his word speech with his friends and shit behind the scenes as we lead up to the big pay-per-view event? We can have Buffer there? And before it kicks off, is he going to go into his spiel? We are live. I mean, what? I honestly, folks, it's just so crazy to me that we're in a place where we got to talk about this. We're a reporter, a guy who writes books, an author, a journalist, is coming up with a cool $100 million to offer Prince Andrew to speak on pay-per-view on a lie detector test. Are we really having this discussion? Are our law enforcement agencies in America and over in the UK so helpless that we need to have a filmmaker come in with $100 million to try and get this guy to talk? You can't compel him with a few subpoenas? You tell me the game isn't tilted. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. There's a set of rules for them and a set of rules for you. I promise you, if you ever get in trouble, nobody's showing up offering you $100 million to take a lie detector test, okay? So now, again, if I'm Andrew, I'm saying to myself, well, I'm innocent, right? That's what he says. His assertion is that he's innocent, right? So if you're innocent and somebody's offering you $100 million, you don't jump at that offer? You don't show up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to clock $100 million in the bank? I know I would. And then after I vindicated myself, I would buy 30 minutes of airtime, and I'd stand there and just flip everybody off for 30 minutes. Because that's what an innocent person would do. They'd fight like there's no tomorrow to clear their name of allegations like this. You haven't seen any of that, though, right? You see this fucking guy going aground. He might as well be on the lam right now, right? Certainly not standing up and facing the allegations. So let's see what happens now. $100 million's on the line, Prince Andrew. We all know that you're a grifting ass son of a bitch. We all know that there's not much you wouldn't do for a couple of bucks. So here's your chance. Take that $100 million and run with it, bro. Or stay bitch. Because we all know that that's in your character. That is who you are. Oh, he's a war hero. Shut up. Flew a helicopter. Got a couple bullets shot at him maybe from a couple of AK-47s. None of that shit matters to me. What matters to me are the allegations that have been made by Virginia, the allegations made by others, and the fact that this dude was enabling Jeffrey Epstein for years. So miss me with all of the other bullshit. Unless this guy comes forward and speaks on what he knows, no matter what happens with the civil case or anything else, he's going to go down in history as one of the biggest scumbags of all time and the linchpin that was yanked out from the royal family that began the fall. I truly believe that. I believe that this is the beginning of the end of the royal family. Now, I don't know if there'll be, you know, a different version of the royal family afterwards or whatever, but I believe this is the end of the Windsors. How do you come back from this? This is such a huge stain, and especially now that they're drawing ranks around him, the queen especially, not a good look. So I think that no matter what happens here, Prince Andrew is going to go down in infamy as the person who literally broke the back of the royal family and accelerated its downfall. Because there's no coming back from something like this, especially when you consider his brother, old Princey Boy, who's about to become king. So let's jump into this article from the Daily Mail, and let's see what Ian Halperin has cooking. Headline, exclusive, from palace to pay-per-view. Prince Andrew is offered $100 million by author who interviewed Jeffrey Epstein to take a lie detector test live on television and be grilled about his ties to the pedophile and child sex abuse allegations. This article was authored by Josh Boswell and James Desborough. So right off the bat, you see a bit of a head-scratcher, right? You mean to tell me you would ever expect before this whole Epstein thing that you would be seeing a headline like this? The Prince of England offered $100 million to take a lie detector test? I'm telling you, we live in a simulation. I'm almost convinced of it at this point. I mean, this can't be real life. Prince Andrew has been offered $100 million to take a live televised lie detector test about the child sex abuse allegations leveled against him. New York Times bestselling author and documentary filmmaker Ian Halperin has made the offer to the embattled 61-year-old royal, who was sued by Virginia Roberts this month, alleging he sexually abused her at least three times when she was 17. Now, we know that Virginia's coming for some of them dollars that Andrew has stashed away. Now, we can talk about enforcement of whatever judgment gets rendered until the cows come home, but until we get to that point, we just don't know, right? But the point is, Andrew knows that he's in financial jeopardy here. At the very least, it's going to cost an arm and a leg for this litigation. So that $100 million has to be pretty tantalizing, right? I mean, look, you're innocent. You say you're innocent. The royal family says you're innocent. And then that pillar of society, right? The real salt and earth type, Ghislaine Maxwell, says you're innocent. So it's obvious you are. Let's get on to this lie detector test there, old princely boy, and let's see what's cracking. In an exclusive interview with DailyMail.com, Halperin said his staggering live TV offer is backed by an investment group and several media companies and would deliver on the payout for the prince whether he passed the test or not. So, investment groups, well, we can surmise that it's probably not Apollo Global who's backing it, right? Or anything Jess Staley's involved in. So I wonder who these groups are that Halperin says he has backing him up that are willing to pony up these ducats to pay for this lie detector test. Because I'm all for it. I'll tune right in. You got me out here paying $70 for fights on a regular basis. I'll pay $70, $100 to watch this guy on a lie detector test. Set it up. Call Dana White. He'll facilitate the whole thing for you. Halperin, author of the book Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money by the World's Most Powerful Elite, in which he described Andrew's controversial friendship with Epstein. Halperin says he is the only journalist to have interviewed the late pedophile in depth, and Epstein told him he was very close to Prince Andrew. He said they were like brothers. Yeah, there's no doubt they were super close. Right? Definitely super close. You don't fly across the ocean to go and break up with an acquaintance, okay? And that's what he did. He broke up with Jeffrey Epstein, bunch of weird-ass dudes. Oh, yeah, let me just hop on the plane, fly across the Atlantic Ocean to tell Jeffrey Epstein we can't be friends anymore. Simple phone call would have done that. A text message from one of your servants would have done that. But no, you hop on the plane and you fly over there and then, quote unquote, break up with Epstein but still crash on his couch like a college kid who's high on weed? Come on, man. Nobody's buying your bullshit. Stop it. Halperin says the proposed polygraph test would give the prince a chance to clear his name. Oh, yeah. Or go down in fucking flames. Can you imagine the shit show that this would be? Again, this dude can't even take questions from Emily Maitlis. And nothing against Emily. She's a fantastic journalist, right? She did a great job in that interview. But she's not a trained interrogator. She's not an FBI agent that sat down in a room before and absolutely hosed mafioso or cartel members or insert criminal here. And his legal team has been trying to avoid that shit like the plague. But for $100 million, you know, if you're Andrew, you got to be sitting there saying, look, I'm innocent, right? I've been saying I'm innocent, so let's do this. But I have a sneaking suspicion that if it was all the money in the world, the answer would still be no. From this deplorable fuckbag. The Canadian producer says that Roberts has offered to also take a lie detector test for free to prove her truth should Andrew not accept the sensational deal. And that's because Virginia's not bullshitting, all right? I am 100% convinced of her story at this point. And again, you could take that down to the corner store with $1.50 and you know, you get yourself some coffee for all that's worth. It's my opinion, right? But from everything that I have seen, all of the evidence that I have seen, the way Virginia's been at the forefront, I'll take a lie detector test and I'll do it for free because guess what? I have the truth on my side. Meanwhile, the rest of these fucking scumbags have all taken to ground. They're all skulking around in the dark, hiding in holes. So you tell me how you can have any confidence in the narrative that they're pitching. Halperin says that Andrew would be part of the biggest pay-per-view event, taking home $2.2 million per 60 seconds for a 45-minute appearance. Ah, Floyd Mayweather has something to say about that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the way Floyd clocks dollars, but, yo, my man is securing a serious bag every time he steps in the ring. Old boy ain't rolling out of bed for less than $100 million. Not even rolling out of bed. He carried that YouTube dude in that fight for those 8 rounds and made a fucking boatload of money. Same with Conor McGregor, when he fought McGregor. Oh, McGregor made a few bucks, no doubt. But Floyd Mayweather is the king of pay-per-view and the king of securing a bag. Now, Andrew might push that, maybe. Look, again, I bet you this would be can't-miss TV for all around the world. People would be huddled around the TV from the furthest flung part of Australia down to, the Horn of Africa, right all the way around, all the way up to Inuit communities up in the Arctic North, right? Everybody would be tuning in, so maybe it would surpass something like that. But when you really look at it, there's nobody who has been able to maneuver and cajole themselves in a position to make money on pay-per-view like Floyd Mayweather. Maybe we should have Floyd Mayweather administer the test to Prince Andrew. He'll be the one asking the questions. Well, that'll be something. And then every question that turns out to be a lie, Prince Andrew has to take one punch from Floyd for each lie. Now that would be can't-miss TV, my friends. The TV interview would see Andrew connected to a lie detector, answer questions posed by Halperin about his relations with late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, interactions with Roberts and others within Epstein's circle, including the alleged madam, co-conspirator, general all-around scuzzbag, fellow child abuser, and bipedal serpent, Ghislaine Maxwell. Can you imagine this guy all... I can't help but envisioning all of this. Him sitting there, on the lie detector test, connected to it, like he's in an episode of The First 48. Old boy's getting grilled, sweating all over the place because we know that's bullshit. God, that would be great TV. Obviously, I highly doubt it would ever occur, but boy, it would be fun to watch. The event would be Andrew's first on-camera probe over the legal case, following his disastrous BBC Newsnight interview with presenter Emily Maitlis in November of 2019. It will be a pay-per-view event, hopefully the biggest pay-per-view in history, where Andrew gets $100 million for just turning up and taking the test, Halperin said. If he is as innocent as he says he is, he passes it and clears his name. It is a great way for him to vindicate himself in 45 minutes. Well, I would like to offer up my services as somebody who works in live entertainment and puts on live shows, who has been involved in over 2,000 live productions, by the way. I'd like to offer my services as stage manager for free, Mr. Halperin. I will gladly manage the stage. I will gladly manage the goings-ons and do it all for free. I don't even want the t-shirt that says I was there. How about that? Because boy, oh boy, What an event this would be. And again, look, don't get it twisted, right? I highly doubt it's going to occur. Highly doubt that Prince Andrew or his team would expose themselves like this. But an innocent man must be sitting there saying to himself, 45 minutes for $100 million? Count me in. Because I know, if I was innocent, forget it. I'd be going crazy about this, and I wouldn't be going crazy as in attacking the person who was accusing me, but I'd be bringing receipts to the table, showing my evidence, showing what I have to prove my innocence. And we haven't seen none of that. Just cowardice, lies, passing the buck. And, you know, we have a real problem with that as of late in the world. So-called leaders passing the buck. No self-responsibility. It's unbelievable to me. If he is as innocent as he says he is, he passes it, it clears his name. It's a great way for him to vindicate himself in 45 minutes. So, it is a win-win for him. And he would be able to make a donation to victims of child sex trafficking. It would make him look great. If he is hiding nothing, then he should do it. Nobody has ever made that amount of money for 45 minutes work, he added, and we will provide him with hair and makeup. Yeah, again, people have made that kind of money, Mr. Halperin, not to, you know, get technical here, but some of these fights that you see on pay-per-view are pulling in an obscene amount of money, an obscene amount of money. Like I said, anytime Floyd steps into a ring, it's a big-time money night. And over in the world of MMA, same goes for Conor McGregor. Now, McGregor's not making $100 million for the fight itself, but when you add in all the promotional type shit, he's getting close. Now, Mayweather, on the other hand, like I said, dude could go out there and book a fight against the janitor of your local high school and somehow manipulate it and find a way to make $200 million. So it's an insane... Floyd is one of the greatest marketers of all time. Halperin has made movies and documentaries in the past using certified polygraph tests to try to establish the credibility of witnesses. I have specialized in doing broadcast polygraphs for years, working with some of the world's leading polygraph examiners, he said. I am open-minded about the result. I leave the door open for him to clear his name. I am bypassing this, he says, she says, and cutting to the chase. A polygraph test will be 99.999% accurate. I don't know about that. If that was the case, then they'd be admissible in court, right? I think this is a fun idea, but I think it's a fairy tale, honestly. I want to give him the best shot possible to clear his name and make it worthwhile, pass or fail. I am giving him a chance in front of the world to clear his name once and for all. And that's what you should want, right? As Prince Andrew, as anyone who has had their name marred by such a situation as this, wouldn't you want to have your name cleared? And someone offering 100 million racks on top of it? Forget it. Forget it. If I was innocent and I was Prince Andrew, I would take that $100 million, do this polygraph test, I would buy Zorro Ranch, right? And I would turn it into absolute fucking mulch, first of all. Okay? Then I would rebuild a property on there that provided homes and a place to stay for people trying to escape human trafficking, if I was Andrew. And you'd still have a ton of money left over. But the dude has a heart made of Charmin. And when the truth isn't on your side, the last thing you want to do is start rocking the boat. The American Polygraph Association, the industry body dedicated to the use of evidence-based scientific methods of credibility assessment, has estimated the accuracy of the polygraph to be 87%. Again, I don't really know if I believe that. Or those numbers. I'm not a big believer in lie detector tests for the most part. I think it's a good baseline. You know, get an idea perhaps. You know, did someone kill their wife? Shit like that. But I don't know if it's, you know, strong enough evidence for me anyway, right? For me to be like, oh, that's it. The lie detector test tells the tale. I still need a trial, right? I want everything aired out. I want a jury to see everything. And if you want to, you know, use the lie detector test in the trial and it's admissible some way, then great. But I don't think that the lie detector test alone is enough for, you know, me to convict, right? It certainly goes towards that, but there needs to be an overabundance of evidence, right? In my opinion, when you're looking to convict somebody, there needs to be an overabundance of evidence. In 2003, National Academy of Sciences study of the lie detector test found them to be less accurate, with some scientists estimating 75%. Halpern says that Roberts reached out to him too, offering to take the test for a TV special. Roberts said, if he does not do it, I will do it for free. I have it in writing. And look, again, I don't speak to Virginia on a regular basis. We don't, you know, trade emails or anything like that, you know? But I'm pretty sure that she's at the point where she's ready to just throw off the shackles and say, let's fucking rock. You want to do a lie detector test? Fine. You need $100 million to show up. I'm showing up for free because I'm telling the truth. And I'm sick of you people getting away with your bullshit. So what does Andrew have? Nothing. Won't even show up for $100 million? My team is intent on moving forward. We will position this as the most important polygraph ever. I am giving him this last chance. Once it hits the courts and he is in the dock and stuff is flying about, he is toast. If he does this test and he passes, Halpern claims, it is admissible in court. There is nothing she can do. I rather have the answer for Prince Andrew. Rather than spending $50 million on lawyers with this offer, he is making money rather than spending it. And again, if you're innocent, you set your family up for the rest of their lives. I know they're royals and they're going to be taken care of, right? But don't they get like an allowance and shit? His daughters, they're not even, you know, in the line of succession at this point, really. So I think $100 million would go a long fucking way, and I'm pretty sure Fergie, over here pandering, writing children's books, by the way, would love the fact that they don't have to, you know, grift anymore. But Andrew's bitch made. He's not going to accept this. I have the best recipe for him. $100 million is a great deal for him. And if he really cares about the monarchy and his name, there is no other way to clear his name. Why the hell would he not do this? I agree. Again, if this was me and I was innocent, I'd be on the phone with this dude right now telling him to set that shit up. And not only that, okay, I'd be on the phone with sponsors, you name it. I would make this the event of all events. And then, like I said, after I was vindicated, I would buy 30 minutes on ABC, NBC, Fox, all of them, and I would sit there for 30 fucking minutes with both middle fingers up in the air. That's what I would do. Innocent men don't go to the mattresses and hide out and go on the lam. They stand up and they say, look, what happened to these girls is heinous. If I can provide any help, I will. But I was not involved. Can't even do something like that because sure looks like he's guilty, doesn't it? Despite Halpern's confidence that his proposed lie detector test could affect Roberts' New York federal lawsuit against the prince, generally, polygraph results are inadmissible as evidence in federal courts. But they are admissible in civil courts at the discretion of the judge. So that's what I was talking about, not being admissible in criminal cases. Civil cases, obviously, up to the judge. So who knows what would go on here with that, but again, I don't mean to harp on it, but if you're an innocent man and someone's offering up $100 fucking million, you aren't springing out of your couch like you got ejected out of an F-16 that's just been shot down? You better believe your boy's showing up. I'm showing up with an entourage. We're having a walk-in. You're going to make it a pay-per-view? All right, cool. I'm showing up like fucking Apollo Creed in Rocky IV. Halperin says he would welcome the Duke's ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, to join him too for the test. Fergie took money from Epstein, and I am offering her $12 million if she takes a polygraph too. She knows a lot. We'd ask her what her relationship with Epstein was like and why she met with him as he was a convicted sex offender. Oh, you know good old Fergie Fergistan ain't taking no lie detector tests. This lady's running around like she lives on Neptune the way she's living her life, the kind of shit she says. I wonder if she's suffering from CTE. Did she fall and hit her head over there at Balmoral? What else explains the nonsense that comes tumbling out of this lady's mouth? So $12 million, that's $112 million right off the top there, Prince Andrew. We all know you need the money. Ferguson admitted in 2017 to letting the convicted pedophile pay off a $24,000 debt to her personal assistant and publicly apologized in a letter to London's Evening Standard newspaper. And what do you think, Epstein just ponied that money up? Oh yeah, here's 24 grand. Brr, have fun. Every move was calculated. Everything he did was with purpose. And this was just to get his hooks deeper into Prince Andrew. Point blank period. I abhor pedophilia and any sexual abuse of children and know that this was a gigantic error of judgment on my behalf, she wrote. I am just so contrite, I cannot say. Whenever I can, I will repay the money, and will nothing ever to do with Jeffrey Epstein ever again. Give me a break. Sorry about my terrible British accent, but she deserves it. Again, she's like one of these, like, just an absolute dolt, right? One of these people that's just walking through life, head in the clouds, oblivious to everything. Halperin claims the capital for his offer was raised from an investment group who have backed his work over recent years. One of the guys is a multimillionaire whose daughter was raped at 14. He believes Andrew is guilty and is intent on putting up the money. Since then, I have had interest from media outlets saying if you can get him to do it, we will do a pay-per-view event. The money is not an issue. The money we have. It is now a case of getting him to the table. Look, again, you know, I'm not a media empire, and I don't have, you know, a bunch of dough, but I got $100 on it, right? Got a few hundred to throw up if we're crowdsourcing this shit. Because enough is enough, right? I mean, how long are we going to sit here spinning our wheels? How long are we going to sit here watching everybody else get caught up in RICO while these fuckbags slide under the radar? I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty sick of it. I'm pretty sick of it. I feel like the Northmen in Game of Thrones after Eddard was kidnapped and taken hostage when Big John Umber gives the speech. I've had a belly full of these Southern lords, bro, just like Big John Umber. Halperin highlighted Andrew's controversial friendship with Epstein in his recent book, Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money. He says he is the only journalist to have interviewed the late pedophile in depth and describes him as a sociopath. You know, Halperin has done good work here, right, with his book and digging into Epstein. And, you know, he talks about things that I certainly can't verify. But, you know, when you're a New York Times bestselling author, I guess you have some sources and whatnot. The only thing that, you know, stops me with stuff like this is all of the misinformation we have seen throughout all of this. So I'm very cautious about, you know, what we consume and what we don't consume as far as this case goes. What he said was unreal, the documentary producer said. He said he wished he would have lived 100 years ago because there were no laws and he could have dated 12-year-olds. Absolutely, he said those words, and he went much further. Now think about that for a minute. There's a lot of people that really feel like that. These people that were rolling around with Epstein, these fellow travelers that still haven't been outed, these fellow travelers that are still active, what, you think human trafficking ended when Jeffrey Epstein was clipped? When Maxwell got arrested? Fuck no, this is a pervasive problem that continues second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour. And every time we let people off for this kind of thing, every time justice is not administered, we take a step back. It's another punch in the eye to the institutions. He did tell me he was very close to Prince Andrew. He said they were like brothers. He said that Andrew was his main man. I never really understood what he meant until much later. Andrew was his conduit to credibility, getting all these rich people and celebrities in his camp. Andrew certainly was one of those people, right? Because Andrew was a draw. These rich people, you know, famous, rich, wealthy, wannabe aristocracy of America, when a real prince shows up, they fall all over themselves to go and lick his shoes. It's all about status to these people. Oh, this one made this movie, or this one. And that's how they introduce themselves, too, right? Oh, this is my friend John. He starred in the movie Go Fuck Yourself. Right? You introduce your friends, you know, when you're out to other people. Hey, this is my boy Joe from childhood. We went to high school together. I don't care if my friend's a fucking architect or a garbage man, okay? Status means nothing to me. When you grow up around opulence the way I did here in Las Vegas, when you grow up around Wall Street the way I did, fucking money's everywhere, man. One thing I know for a fact is that it corrupts people. When you have it in an overabundance and you have too much time on your hands, you become a corrupted motherfucker. I'm not saying he is guilty, but I do have new people in the book who come out against him and make accusations, he told DailyMail.com. It is obvious the truth hurts, and that is why they are having a problem with it. I leave the door open in the book, even though new survivors came forward. I leave the door open to clear his name, and he has refused. And again, he's talking about Andrew there, right? Because we know that Epstein he's guilty. There's no what-ifs, there's no alleged, there's none of that anymore with him. His estate paid out a fucking ton of money. They take responsibility. Therefore, Epstein was responsible for that abuse. So no more alleged with Epstein. Reporters out there, I know you guys are listening. Come on. I know you guys tune in. Enough with the alleged shit, please. Halpern said he believes that Roberts filing a lawsuit against Andrew shook the royal household to its core, drawing international attention back to Andrew and away from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's role with the family. Who cares about Harry and Meghan Markle? I mean, really? People ain't got nothing better to do. They're worried about this dude and his wife leaving the royal family. God, you know what? Chin down. Good luck. C'est la vie. We got real problems in the world, folks. 10, 15,000 Americans stuck behind Taliban lines. Natural disasters all over the place. You think I give a fuck about this dude and his wife? You got the wrong guy and the wrong podcast. The bombastic author claims he has an insight into the family through well-placed sources and even lived with a member of the royal family household staff. I can't confirm any of that. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. That'll be up to you to what you believe. As you all know, I don't try and fucking tell you what to believe. You know, I give you my opinion. It resonates with a lot of you. That's awesome. But at the end of the day, we all have our own opinions on what occurred here, right? So I don't know if Ian Halperin's telling the truth or not. What I can tell you is this. A $100 million pay-per-view event would be fantastic to watch. When Oprah did the interview with Meghan and Harry, Buckingham Palace was popping champagne. I kid you not, he said. It was the biggest misdirection event since Houdini. They made Meghan the scapegoat, and she did not know she was being played. They wanted Meghan in the spotlight to let her complain, because the Andrew allegations could potentially take down Buckingham Palace and the monarchy if proven true. Now, there's a lot of truth in that. 100%. That's right in the playbook of these scumbags. Ah, let's blame Prince whatever his nuts is and his wife here. Because the Andrew shit was bad news. It's no different than the corporations, right? Same kind of deal. During Occupy Wall Street, the corporations knew that they were in big fucking trouble. So they switched it all up and acted like they were woke. Same thing here, misdirection. Oh, well, we don't want nobody fucking dealing with Prince Andrew, so let's go ahead and focus on old princely kid that left with his wife. They think you're stupid. That's really what they think. But boy, are they in for a shock, because I know better. The people that reach out to me, send me emails, the people I discuss this case with, you are some of the sharpest mofos I have ever met in my life. So these guys are in big trouble. If they think that they're pulling the wool over your eyes, boy, they're in for a long, long day. Charles is really furious behind the scenes with Andrew. Halperin says that his legal team have urged him to keep quiet about its dealings with Andrew and palace staff directly. I am not allowed to comment on the communications I have had with them because my lawyer has advised me not to. Oh, okay, always the lawyers. Always, well, I have information, but I can't provide it. So, again, with this whole entire thing, pretty ludicrous to think it would ever happen, right? Take it with a grain of salt, but it is interesting to think about. What if it did happen? What if there was a pay-per-view? Would there be a pre-fight, a pre-card, right? Prelims? Who would be on the prelims? It's all very fascinating to me. I don't know. My mind works in a weird way. When I start hearing about events, I go into automatic production mode, and I think about how I would set the event up, who I would bring in, what kind of gear I would need, how many hours of payroll it would cost. That's exactly where my mind goes right away. Because I worked in entertainment for so long and did this shit for so long that I know if Prince Andrew would actually okay this, you could make this a mega event. I mean, you would sell out a stadium. And I shit you not. You could do this in Las Vegas and it would shut the strip down. But it's not a reality, right? There's no way Prince Andrew's going to say, okay, let's rock and roll. And why would he? When you do not have the truth on your side, when you are facing down somebody who is fearless in pursuing their justice, the last thing you want to do is expose yourself in a manner like Ian Halperin is suggesting. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. Also, if you prefer Facebook, you can find the Jeffrey Epstein Show right there as well. If you'd like to talk to me, contact me, chit-chat, join the conversation, that is probably the best place to do it. All right, everybody, all of the links that go with this episode can be found in the description box.